Your weekly sports and fitness coach is back. Welcome to Competitive Edge with DJ Coach on Penguin Radio.
Hello, sports fans. Welcome back. It is Wednesday, April 8th, and you are listening to a new episode of Competitive Edge on the official radio station of Dominican University of California, Penguin Radio, broadcasting worldwide on FM 102.3 and radio.dominican.edu. I hope you are having a fantastic week so far and staying nice and healthy and safe inside. And if you're a sports fan or just like health and fitness in general, you're not going to want to leave during this next hour because I've got a lot of fun and exciting information to share with you. So let's not wait another minute and jump right into this week's sports update. Last week, I filled you in on the popular social media trends that athletes are doing while they can't participate in their sport. And this past Monday, April 6th, was National Student Athlete Day. So I'm going to talk about one more social media trend before I jump into this week's sports update. So a new social media trend going around right now is My Playbook by the NCAA. And for National Student Athlete Day, they created a template on Instagram, and they're having student athletes, well, they're not making them, but it's a, if you want to, you can do it, fill out information about you. So the categories are what school you go to, the sport you play, your major, graduation year, position or event that you take part in, your number, what you're currently watching on TV, your favorite food, and your hobby. And you fill those out with little icons to represent each thing that you're going to discuss, and then you nominate three other people. So NCAA is doing that to celebrate National Student Athlete Day, and they did that on Monday, April 6th. So a lot of Dominican athletics were participating in that. There are no new updates on social media for Dominican athletics right now, but our new sports update, we're going to talk about when sports can possibly return during this pandemic and what to do without sports currently. So to begin, a lot of major sports events have been canceled or postponed. So this year, there was supposed to be the 2020 Summer Olympics, and that has been postponed as of now because of everything that's going on. I know countries like Canada have said if the Olympics is going to take place, they're not going to send any athletes because of the pandemic and risking their health. The NCAA tournament, March Madness, was canceled. The 2020 Wimbledon Championships has been canceled as well. So for tennis lovers, I'm very sorry, but hopefully it'll be back next year better than ever. Other events that have been postponed right now is the 2020 NBA playoffs. They were scheduled to begin on April 18th, so obviously that is getting pushed back as of now. Major League Baseball, MLB, their opening day was supposed to be March 26th. That's been postponed and pushed back even more, and so has the All-Star Game, which usually occurs in the summer, but it may happen later now because there isn't time with everything getting pushed back. The Stanley Cup, which is for the NHL National Hockey League, has been postponed. Their season was scheduled to end on April 4th, and that did not happen because everything's been postponed because of the pandemic that's been going on. College sports have all been canceled for spring. Spring regular seasons such as softball, tennis, lacrosse, they've all been canceled, and even off season. So for soccer and other sports who were using this as their training time to get ready for their season in the fall, it's all been canceled as well. And we don't really know when we can return. So there's the possibility of the 2020 season being flushed. So for football, baseball, just being scratched out and they start again in 2021. Sports bodies are preparing for canceling seasons altogether or preparing to play in empty stadiums. So they're getting ready for the worst and trying to make accommodations to help please everyone and make sure everyone's happy and healthy and safe as well. So that could be playing in front of no fans. So that way the people watching aren't in close proximity to someone who may have this virus and so on, there's a likelihood for no more sports for 2020. So Anthony Fauci said the only way to stop this virus is with a vaccine, and experts expect one will not be ready for until early 2021. So it could be a sad year for sports fans. Fingers crossed everything comes back sooner than we expected and all 2020 seasons don't get flushed and we don't have sports this year. So hopefully that's not going to happen. But now I'm going to give you some tips on what to do because there aren't any live sports happening right now. So first, I would recommend go and watch old games. So look up significant ones, or even if you're an athlete, go watch old game footage. I know I've been watching old game footage, so I know what I can improve and work on in this time that I have off right now. Go watch like World Series championship games, ones where people won, or go watch Madison Bumgarner's perfect game that he pitched. Find something interesting and you can go back and watch it. They have them on YouTube. I know a lot of sports channels right now are playing old games and like highlight reels because there aren't any live sports. So it's what can we watch and provide for viewers right now? So poke around with that. You can learn more about sports. So if you want to learn more about a sport that you're not as informed about, research it, go watch videos on it, learn how to play it, look it up. You can become a sports fanatic, a sports expert in this time. We have all the time in the world inside right now. So that's something interesting you can do to get your mind off of what's going on outside. And it's just a new hobby or interest that you can take up, something productive. You can also look up what your favorite sports players are doing during quarantine. I'm sure they are providing lots of entertainment right now on social media and they're just as bored as you. So you can look up your favorite sports players. If you're a big fan of Julie Ertz, her birthday was April 6th. That's why she came to mind. Go look her up on Instagram, see what her and her NFL football player husband are doing right now. I'm sure they're staying fit, staying active. They'll provide some good entertainment most likely for you to stay up to tune with what's going on right now. So that is your sports update for this week. Next week I'll come back with a new creative one for you guys to stay up to date with, but don't worry, I'm gonna be back in a minute. We're gonna take a quick time out. This is DJ Coach on Competitive Edge. You're listening to Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide on FM 102.3 and radio.dominican.edu.
I've been trying to do it right. Hey! I've been living a lonely life. Hey! I've been sleeping here instead. Hey! I've been sleeping in my bed. Hey! Sleeping in my bed. Hey! Hey! So show me family. Hey! All the blood that I will bleed. Hey! I don't know. Hey!
Welcome back to Competitive Edge with DJ Coach on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide on FM 102.3 and radio.dominican.edu. So before the break, I talked about what you can do without live sports, things you can watch and learn about. So now I'm going to hit on your new fitness and health trend for the week. So we're going to take this more personal and more what to do during quarantine while COVID-19 is out and about. And I'm going to talk about how to eat healthy at home and healthy meals to make as an athlete or just for anyone who wants to stay fit and in good shape and my experience with that. And then we're going to have a special guest on a little bit later to discuss their experience with that as well. So let's jump right into it. So my experience personally with eating healthy and how to make healthy food at home during this time. So before I was a college student, I was living in the dorms, I was eating at the cafeteria, and that can be difficult to eat healthy because you're having to eat what is prepped for you sometimes and you don't want to go out and spend a bunch of money. And also I didn't have a kitchen. So I really tuned into what I wanted to focus in on eating. And at school, I would eat a lot of protein. So I'd eat chicken or eggs and a lot of lean meat. I try to avoid red meat at school. And then I would always have a ton of fruit and vegetables with a little bit of carbs. So that was my diet at school. But coming home, because of the pandemic and school being put online for the rest of the year, I had to change my eating style because now at home I have the ability to cook whatever I want and I can eat whatever I want. There's a larger variety of options. So at the beginning, it was difficult to get that under control because it was a big change and I didn't have to eat what was made for me every night in the cafeteria. I could make my own food, but now I have it, and I would say, under control and under wraps, and I'm working on staying healthy and eating well as an athlete also because I can't be playing the sport that I love during this time, so it's more important to focus on what I'm eating. So what I try and do at home is I still try and focus largely in on my protein intake and vegetable and fruit as well. And then I'll always add in a little bit of carbs, and it's okay to have some cheat days and have some sugar and other stuff like that as well. So I'm going to walk you through like what my favorite ideal meal is, like three meals to make during quarantine. So I wake up and I will have toast. I will usually do sourdough toast or wheat toast, and then I will cut up an avocado and put that on top. Yes, very Californian avocado toast. And then I also like to fry an egg and put that on top of it. So I'm getting my protein, I'm getting my veggies and a little bit of carbs, and it's just a small breakfast that'll hold me over for the day, and it's healthy and doesn't increase the amount of sugar or carbs that I should be eating. And then for lunch right now, my favorite vegetable that I have been cooking is Brussels sprouts. So I will make a Brussels sprout salad, which is basically grilled Brussels sprouts with hard-boiled eggs, onions, and croutons, and then balsamic dressing. So that is adding a lot of more of my vegetable intake in that I was lacking when I came back because I wasn't eating all the vegetables that I was eating at school. And it has a good combination of protein. There's a little bit of carbs in the croutons and it's very delicious and yummy. So if you want to make a Brussels sprout salad, look up the recipe. I find mine online and that's a good one to eat. And then for dinner, my favorite healthy meal would be a grilled chicken breast with some sort of vegetables on the side. So I ate Brussels sprouts for lunch. Ideally, I would do Brussels sprouts again, but I'm talking about different days. But you could do carrots, you could do tomatoes, you could do anything. And then I like to have a baked potato because that is some carbs and starch in your diet as well. And that's beneficial also. So that is like my ideal healthy eating right now. And it's made me focus more on my eating habits because I'm not able to go outside. So those three meals that I mentioned are just some things that I like to make, but there's so many different options. You can do a yogurt for breakfast with shredded wheat and fruit on top. That's super healthy. And just try and focus in on what you're eating because you can't get the full on exercise that you're used to getting when we have the ability to go to gym and play sports and all of that. So what I've definitely realized about my eating habits in quarantine is that I need to be more particular about what I'm focusing in on and what I'm putting into my body because that is beneficial for myself. And right now, I'll say a little joke, I'm worried about getting the freshman 15 now because I'm not working out. So it's really important for me to focus in on what I'm eating because I have to adjust to the changes that are going on and change my eating habits now. Another thing that I've really tried to focus in on is my water intake. So I normally don't drink sodas or sugary drinks, but I've cut a lot of those out and I just drink a lot of water every day. I try and get about 64 ounces of water in every day because that's good for your skin, it's good for your health, and it makes me feel better overall. So I've noticed when I've focused in on my eating habits at home more so than I did at the beginning of this quarantine break during my spring break, I'm happier and I'm healthier and I feel better overall, especially because if I don't have the ability to go outside that day, that takes over the part of, like, it takes over my happiness that I was relying on going outside. So eating healthy impacts me more so now and how I feel about myself. And I definitely say it's important during the time that we're going through right now. So that was my personal experience with eating and some recommendations I have for you. But now I'm going to give you some top nutrition facts to focus in on if you want to become healthier with your eating habits or just hone in on it more. So the first one is don't drink sugar calories. So sugary drinks are among the most fattening items you can put in your body. So you want to try and stay away from soda and more drinks that have a lot of sugar and high concentrate in them. So sugary drinks are strongly associated with obesity, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and many other health problems. So it's not just soda. Also, fruit juices are almost as bad as soda. Sometimes they contain just as much as sugar. And by cutting those out or reducing the amount that you're drinking, it helps your health overall and impacts your body in many ways. So for example, my dad, last year I did my first New Year's resolution and I gave up a food that I would eat all the time. And my dad did one this year because I did one last year and he cut out soda. And he has noticed how much better he feels from cutting that out of his daily routine of what he would drink. And he's healthier, he's happier, and a lot of his health problems are going away because of it. So try and cut out fruit juices, soda, and stuff like that. You want to eat more nuts. One of my favorite snacks are almonds. So nuts are high in fat, but they're incredibly nutritious and healthy. Almonds are super easy to snack on. They're super good. All nuts are loaded with magnesium, vitamin E, fiber, and other nutrients. And studies demonstrate that these nuts can help you lose weight and may help you fight type 2 diabetes and heart disease. So your body doesn't absorb 10 to 15% of the calories in nuts. So although they're high in fat, your body's not absorbing all of that intake. And so they're a super healthy and beneficial snack to have if you're hungry. I know a lot of people are snacking because they're bored in the house. So snack on some almonds instead of a candy that you would normally snack on. And almonds are shown to increase weight loss. So if you're trying to lose weight and you're working out a lot, maybe try almonds. Those can be helpful as well. Another tip would be to avoid processed junk food. You want to eat real food instead. So junk food is incredibly unhealthy, and processed junk foods have been engineered to trigger your pleasure center. So they trick your brain into overeating. So when you're eating them, it tastes good. So this means that when you're eating it, it tastes good, and it tricks your brain into not believing that you're full, and so you keep eating more. So a lot of people overeat when they're eating processed junk food because the taste kind of tricks your brain, and it's just not a good combination. So try and stay away from them. They're usually low in fiber and protein and micronutrients, and high in unhealthy ingredients like sugar and refined grains. So they provide mostly empty calories. So like nuts I talked about earlier, although they're fatty and have more calories, they're going to be more beneficial to your body. They're not empty calories. Empty calories is something that holds a lot of calories, but it doesn't do anything beneficial to your body. So avoid junk food. Don't fear coffee. Coffee is very healthy. It's high in antioxidants, and studies have linked coffee intake to longevity and reduced risk of type 2 diabetes, Parkinson's, and Alzheimer's disease, as well as other illnesses. So I know there are some studies going on about coffee. I would say don't overdo coffee because you don't want to become reliant on it. But coffee is fine if you have a cup of it every once in a while. You want to eat fatty fish as well. So fish is a great source of high quality protein and healthy fat. So if you're mainly eating red meat, try and switch it out for fish, because fish like salmon, because they're loaded with omega-3 fatty acids and various other nutrients. So studies show that people who eat more fish have a lower risk of several conditions, including heart disease, dementia, and depression. And red meat increases your risk for heart disease. So if you switch those out, that'll be very beneficial for your health as well. This isn't really an eating habit, but you want to make sure you're getting enough sleep, because quality sleep is sometimes the most understated, like forgotten about tip for being healthy and happy. So poor sleep can drive insulin resistance and disrupt your appetite hormones and reduce your physical and mental performance. So especially for everyone who's working from home, either school or a job or some sort, if you're not getting proper sleep, it's going to be harder for you to work during the day. And also, poor sleep is one of the strongest risk factors for weight gain and obesity. So if you don't, make sure you're getting a proper amount of sleep, because there's a lot of health conditions that correlate with not getting the right amount of sleep. And then you want to drink water, especially before meals. So drinking enough water can have numerous benefits. Surprisingly, it can boost the number of calories you burn. So water is good for your skin. It's good for a lot of things, and it helps improve your health overall. So the optimal time to drink water is before meals. And a study showed that drowning 2.1 cups of water 30 minutes before each meal increased weight loss by 44%. So if you're aiming to lose weight, try and drink about 2 glasses of water before 30 minutes before you're going to eat your meal. And that has shown to help. So another tip is don't overcook or burn your meat. So meat can be a nutritious and healthy part of your diet. It's high in protein and contains various important nutrients. And if you overcook it or burn it, it can lead to the formation of harmful compounds that raise your risk of cancer. So when you cook your meat, make sure not to burn it or overcook it, because that increases health risks as well. Also, make sure you're taking your vitamins during this time. A lot of people are stuck inside and you're not getting the sun exposure, you need to get vitamin D. So take a supplement. Vitamin D supplements are a good alternative, and they increase and improve bone health, strength, and they reduce symptoms of depression and a lower risk of cancer, and can also help you live longer. So if you're not getting your daily time outside that you usually get by going on a walk or playing a sport, take vitamins with that vitamin D supplement, and that will help with that as well. Make sure you're eating vegetables and fruit. They're loaded with fiber, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, which have many biological effects. And Fun fact, people who eat more vegetables and fruits live longer and have a lower risk of other illnesses such as heart disease, diabetes, and obesity. So vegetables and fruit, I know your mom always told you, make sure you eat your vegetables and fruit. She was right. Moms always know best. Make sure you're eating your fruits and vegetables because they are beneficial. My last nutritious fact for the day is to use extra virgin olive oil. It's one of the healthiest vegetable oils, and it's loaded with heart-healthy monounsaturated fats and powerful antioxidants that can fight inflammation. And this olive oil benefits heart health, and people who consume it have a much lower risk of dying from heart attacks and strokes. So instead of using like corn oil or other vegetable oil that you use, switch it out for extra virgin olive oil because that will improve your health overall as well. So those were some of my tips for how to improve your healthy eating during this time. You have time right now. I would recommend trying to cook new things, work on your cooking skills, really pick and choose what you want to eat and focus in on it because you have the time to experiment with it and you're not at work where you have to bring a lunch, you're at home and you can cook some food there as well. And now is the time. So although I know it's sad that we're stuck inside, now is the time to focus in on your eating, drink lots of water, cut out sugary and processed food, and replace it with regular, real, fresh fruit, vegetables, meat, and stuff like that because it'll be very beneficial to your health and your happiness, and especially because we're not in our daily routines. If you focus in on something that'll make you feel good, it'll help you feel better overall. So you are listening to Competitive Edge with DJ Coach on Penguin Radio. I'm going to take a quick time out, but don't break a sweat because I'll be back in a little bit. Thanks for listening. Welcome back to Competitive Edge with DJ Coach on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide on FM 102.3 and radio.dominican.edu. So before the break, I briefly talked about some nutrition tips that you guys can do during quarantine, but now I have a special guest with us, and that guest is Jared Harper. Hi, Jared. Thanks for being here today.
Of course. It's an honor.
So, Jared, where are you an athlete at, and what sport do you participate in?
I'm an athlete at Westmont College. It's in Santa Barbara. I'm on the men's track and field team. I'm a sprinter on the men's track and field team, so that's the sport I do.
And how do you like being a collegiate track and field participant?
You know, it is very time-consuming, and, you know, you got to be very disciplined. But, like, in the long run, it really pays off. So I really appreciate the hard work that you put in and then the rewards that you get out of it and how this could still apply to, like, just working later on in life and stuff. So I really enjoy being a collegiate athlete.
And what changes have you noticed from high school to college in track and field?
I would just say, well, one, like, my mentality is way stronger, and I just have way better, like, endurance physically and mentally, because in high school, you know, it's kind of just get in, get out. But in college, it's kind of like a whole new lifestyle along with academics. So it's just that mentality that I used to have just got a lot stronger and more mature. So that's something that I'm really proud about.
And when you went to college, did your eating habits change because the sport intensity increased?
I will say at first, I was like overwhelmed because the DC, you know, you could just eat whatever you want. So it was more like I still had like that football mentality, eating habit type thing, just bulking. But then I kind of gained too much weight my freshman year of track season, and I had to learn to shift from like a football type of diet to a more track and cardio type of diet so I would perform better. So it did change from high school.
And then when you were at school, what would be your go-to meal before an event?
So usually we had our track meet starting in the morning. So I would have like a good breakfast. I'll get oatmeal and some eggs just for like protein, oatmeal, eggs, and fruit. It's like my main breakfast. You know, I try to stay away from, you're supposed to eat carbohydrates too. Carbs, like pancakes or something, just for that extra energy. So sometimes I'll get pancakes, but that's like usually what I eat before, like the track meet in the morning. And then throughout the day, I might have like a turkey sandwich or a chicken Caesar salad, something like light, nothing too fatty, just something light so it can get me through the track meet, which is about like 4 to 5 hours. And then I'll just eat some Clif bars too, just for that extra energy. So just kind of the things I would eat during the actual competition.
That's good to know. And how are you dealing with the whole corona pandemic and your season being canceled right now?
Yeah, that is tough. That's really tough because, like, I was hoping to do big things this year. We had a lot of big goals. So the season is canceled. Nationals is canceled. So right now it's just us staying in shape at home. So as of right now, I'm just still training. I don't have access to a track. I just have to run in my neighborhood and kind of use what I have, be resourceful. So at this time, I'm just trying to keep the best attitude and just keep going with the training that coaches are sending out. I'm keeping in contact with my coaches, my teammates, just seeing how they're doing and just making sure we're all on the same page. Because, you know, if we were to just stop training right now, that would not help us for next season. It would be like 6 months of just being static and not moving at all. So we're kind of shifting our gears back to the fall training period where we were getting in shape again. So now we're just kind of getting in even better shape. It's pretty much what we're doing right now. So,
well, it seems like you have a good outlook on it. And have your eating habits changed since you've been home because you're not at school anymore?
Yeah, actually, because at school, you know, like I said, the DC, I had access to, you know, more than I have at home just because they have so many different options from desserts to, you know, meals and all that. So at home, you know, I just kind of buy from the grocery store things that I know I'll absolutely eat on a daily basis, things that are like high in protein and things like that. So my eating habits are very, very strict now at home because, you know, I don't have like 50 options like you do in the cafeteria. So it's just less options, but, you know, they're good options. So I'm just kind of forcing myself to eat the right things for my body just to carry on with my training and things like that.
And what would you say your favorite quarantine meal is to make to stay healthy and fit?
One of my favorite meals is teriyaki chicken with some broccoli, like a protein shake on the side. Yeah, it's like one of my favorites.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any recommendations for people trying to stay healthy and fit during this time inside?
Yeah, so like, I know especially for like people, because like, in quarantine, you feel like you're just sitting around and you might feel like you're gaining weight. And I know it's often people try to say, oh, I'm gonna cut down my calories and like maybe skip a meal. That will actually hurt you more than it will help you. You need to eat 3 meals a day. Maybe you don't have to have snacks in between those meals, but you need to eat 3 meals a day, because what happens to your body is when you starve yourself kind of and then you eat a meal, it kind of, I forgot what the word is, but you just, all that you ate is just going to be stored into your body and not like spread out throughout the day. It's just going to be stored. All those calories are, it's like your body was deprived and starved. So it's just going to be stored. And that actually helps you gain weight, causes you to gain weight. And for people who are trying to lose weight, you just need to eat 3 meals a day. And if you work out within 30 minutes of your workout, of it being over, just have protein in your body, a protein shake or a granola bar or something, just to help your body recover. So just habits like that will also help you stay fit and healthy.
Well, thank you very much. Is there anything else you want to add?
No, that's good. It's a good talk show, really, or radio show. I really like it. It's good.
Well, thank you, Jared, for being here. I appreciated talking to you.
Yeah, of course.
We're going to take a quick time out, but thank you for listening to Competitive Edge with DJ Coach on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, broadcasting live on radio.dominican.edu and FM 102.3. Welcome back to Competitive Edge with DJ Coach on Penguin Radio. So it's almost time for our time together to come to an end. And this episode, to recap what I've talked about, we hit on important health and nutrition tips while during quarantine and in this pandemic. So it is important to keep your exercise going and to stay moving, but make sure you're getting your 3 meals a day. I know it feels like sometimes you don't need it if you're just sitting inside all day, but it's healthier for you overall if you eat how you would normally eat instead of starving yourself to try and lose weight or to make up for the lack of exercise. And while you're eating, make sure you focus on choosing healthy and foods that benefit you. Stay away from sugary drinks, have lots of lean protein, try and avoid red meats, and a lot of fresh fruit and produce, because that will help reduce your risk of getting an illness and it'll make you happier and healthier overall. And while this keeps happening, make sure you're staying healthy and safe inside and social distancing. And now you have plenty of time to try different recipes to cook that are healthier, that you can focus in on. I know it's more difficult to go to the grocery store, but you can order stuff online, or if you do go to the grocery store, try and buy stuff that you can have for a while, and that'll make healthy meals for you that'll last a bit. I hope you take this advice and focus in on that. And while there are no sports right now, go learn about a new sport, watch an old game, look at your game footage, fix what you want to improve upon, and just focus in on the small things, because we have plenty of time to do that right now. Take this time to focus in on your exercise and health habits and really improve them. And not improve, I'm sure you're all doing fine with them, but you can fix what you want to fix and adjust what you want to adjust with these tips and tricks that I gave you today. So I hope they were helpful, and hearing them from another college athlete's perspective like Jared's, and seeing the diet that he follows and what he aims to do as a college athlete and what he's doing in this time right now should help bring some light into the situation as well. Do what you can. Go outside and run. Go use water bottles as weights. Find new recipes to cook at home. There's plenty of things to do in this time right now, and I hope you all start doing that. So thank you for listening to Competitive Edge with DJ Coach on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide on FM 102.3 and radio.dominican.edu. I always love talking to you guys about new health and fitness trends and the sports that are up to date. Next week, I will try my best to be creative again and find a new sports trend to talk about, because there's no live sports still. Hopefully, live sports will be back soon, but if not, I'll be creative and come up with something to keep you up to date. I'll have a new health and fitness trend to follow up on. This week's was nutrition and how to cook healthy meals and what to focus in on while during quarantine. It's important to have a lot of fresh fruits and veggies and lean protein and a little bit of carbohydrates to have a healthy diet. I know for me personally, focusing in on what I'm eating right now helps me feel better, especially being inside all day and not being able to do my daily routines that I'm used to. I challenge you to try and focus in on your nutrition and see if you spot a difference that way, because I know I have. So see if it's helpful for you. Try and cut sugary foods and processed foods and drinks out of your diet. And thank you for listening to Competitive Edge with DJ Coach. I'll be back next Wednesday with a new episode of Competitive Edge on Penguin Radio. Have a sportstastic week, and I'll talk to you soon. Don't break a sweat, because I'll be back next week.